An Appeal to the Youth, Chapter 19. Newport, New Hampshire, October 23, 1863. My dear children, Henry, Edson, and Willie, we feel somewhat anxious in regard to you. We know that you are with one of the best of families, and we wish you to act in a manner to be esteemed by them. Cultivate habits of refinement. Be elevated in your conversation and all your acts. Be constantly fitting for the society of the good and holy here, and the pure and heavenly in the kingdom of God. Be ever striving to fill some position where you can be of use and do good. Don't chat and talk merely for the sake of saying something. Never talk unless you have something to say, something which will add to the general information of those with whom you converse. Children, let your aim be to be right. Just right. Let not others who love not God be your patterns, but imitate the life of Christ. Cause the family with whom you live as little trouble as you can. Be very guarded on the Sabbath. Henry, you must try to interest your brothers in scriptural and moral reading. I think it your duty to study the Bible more on the Sabbath. Says the Savior, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life." You will have a conflict to be right. I don't command you to read the Bible. I never shall. I want you to read the Bible because you love it, not because you are driven to it, for then it will be an unpleasant task. But if you neglect the reading of the Bible, you will lose your love for it. Those who love the Word of God are those who read it most. By reading and searching out scripture references, you will see the chain of truth and will see new beauties in the Word of God. While you make the scriptures more your study and become more familiar with them, you will be better fortified against the temptations of Satan. When inclined to speak or act wrong, some scripture will come to arrest you and turn you right. It is not natural for the heart to love the Bible, but when it is renewed by grace, then the mind will feast upon the rich truths and promises contained in the Word of God. Watch and pray, children, lest you be overcome by the enemy. Make persevering efforts for everlasting life. Live Christian lives and ever keep the glory of God in view. Much love to you, my dear children. Your affectionate mother.